Dear Cheap Astronomy, do please tell us about Planet 9 from outer space. This question relates to a recent announcement of a hypothetical object in the Kuiper Belt, with an orbital period of around 15,000 years, meaning that it is way, way out there. Although on a highly elliptic orbit, which sometimes brings it closer in. So, sometimes it is in the Kuiper Belt, and sometimes it's further out. Its current position can only be nailed down to somewhere within a huge field of view, which is where optical and slightly infrared range telescopes, such as the Subaru telescope on Mauna Kea, are currently searching. The Kuiper Belt is a relatively stable collection of objects moving in a wide and roughly circular band around the Sun, though, at that distance, the Sun's gravity is getting a little tenuous, so Kuiper Belt objects tend to have orbits that are more random in inclination and eccentricity compared to what we see in the more tightly arranged asteroid belt. It's also fair to say we have less of a comprehensive census of Kuiper Belt objects than we do of asteroid belt objects, although in neither case do we have a comprehensive census. Anyhow, for the collection of Kuiper Belt objects that we currently know about, most of them move in what seem to be Kuiper normal orbits, while others, Sedna for example, have quite unusual orbits. Indeed, the existence of the hypothetical Planet 9 is based upon the apparently aberrant motion of six highly elliptical Kuiper Belt objects, of which Sedna is one. Now, if you are looking for a reason to stay on the fence over the Planet 9 announcement, then here it is. The proposed existence of Planet 9 is based on the premise that we currently have a sound understanding of what's normal in the Kuiper Belt. It is possible we have that understanding. After all, we have tracks of over 1,000 trans-Neptunian objects, that is, objects outside Neptune's orbit, and most of those objects are designated Kuiper Belt objects. So, six aberrant objects amongst a population of over 1,000 other objects is enough to start thinking there is something genuinely aberrant about those six objects. However, the Kuiper Belt is close to the limit of our observational range of non-radiating objects, that is, things that aren't stars. So the number of Kuiper Belt objects we currently know about may represent a biased sample composed of objects with a lot of mass, a high albedo, or are just in close proximity to us. If future technologies find 60 or even 600 objects with similarly aberrant orbits to the six we know of now, we may be forced to conclude that the Kuiper Belt is just a very chaotic place from which it's difficult to draw firm conclusions. So, in a nutshell, the hypothesized existence of Planet 9 does look statistically compelling based on the current sample of known Kuiper Belt objects. If its existence continues to look just as compelling as the number of known Kuiper Belt objects grows, then the discoverers might really be onto something. And in the meantime, if we manage to observe the actual object, then it's a done deal, but that might all be a way off yet. Now, the identification of a planet lying within a belt of other objects might seem like cheating, since one of the three rules of planethood is that you have to clear your orbit. But the discovery team, including self-proclaimed Pluto killer Mike Brown, have that issue covered. Apparently, from the way the orbits of the six aberrant objects have been perturbed, the mass of the perturbing Planet 9 must be about 10 Earths. Or, to put it another way, about 0.6 of a Neptune. An object with that sort of mass is able to clear its feeding zone within 4.6 million years, which is apparently acceptable under the fine print of the orbit clearing rule. So, as for whether Planet 9 really exists, for now, it's probably best to watch this space.